Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. God bless you and welcome to the broadcast. It's Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Doesn't it appear that every single day has enough to deal with rather than having to look all the way into the future? I mean, isn't that what Jesus really taught? That we are to live one day at a time, extracting the full benefit of what values we can receive into our lives from the kingdom of heaven. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a proper posture for the days that we are living in. I mean, it's September 8th already. We heard about a crazy weekend, right? Of what was going on in Chicago, what was going on in Portland, what was going on in Seattle. We heard about people, little kids, 6 years old, getting shot and killed in Brooklyn, New York over the weekend. I mean, the insanity is growing exponentially. The vibration is getting more intense as the days go by. There are fires that are burning in California, 23 fires just in around Fresno, Sacramento area. Just amazing stuff going on. And I want to begin the broadcast today because with these news reports that I think they're very important and they're very telling. So let me just get right into them right now. Let's first of all talk about the upcoming election. Okay, this is a report from the Prophecy News Network. And here's what they're saying about the upcoming election. And why is this important? It's important because we believe that there is a third wave ready to hit the United States of America. I believe that the third wave will be the unsheathing of the sword of war, whether that is Revolutionary War, whether that is Civil War, whether that is World War III. And again, we are talking, you know, American ism, if you will, but we expect that the sword of war will go global as well. So the phrase wars and rumors of wars, we believe that wave is cresting and it's coming. And we've seen it through the anarchy and the civil disobedience that sides are being taken. And the closer we get to the election time, we know that this election, politically, for whatever reason, is going to prove to be a very volatile moment in the history of the United States of America. It may also be the greatest show on earth. I mean, we've always heard the stories of the politicians looking like they're really angry at each other, and they have these fighting words, but afterwards they're off the camera. They're going out for a martini over at the local pub. You know, we don't know how much of this is a show. We don't know how much politically there's propaganda and trickery and deceit. We know there's a lot of it. So we're not getting caught into that. We're not allowing the news media to direct our narrative. Our narrative is coming from the Bible. We are reading what Jesus said would happen in the last days, because he is the beginning and the end. He's been at the beginning. He's been at the end. He knows what's going to happen. And so we are looking at global events going on at the same time. And this is our wisdom. So right now we're in a time where God is giving dreams and visions to people like Pastor Dana Coverstone. I always forget his last name, but Pastor Dana from Kentucky. And he is sharing his dreams, his visions, but there are a plethora of other individuals that are getting a download. Now, what's interesting is that we've been here before. We have talked about in years past how the boiling pot is on the stove and the fire's turned up and you begin to see it really boil. And just when you think it's ready to boil over, somebody turns the temperature down and all of a sudden it begins to simmer again. And before you know it, it goes into a low tone. So what we believe at this moment is that while we have recognized that in times past, we do not believe that the temperature is going to be turned down. We believe that this has begun with the first wave, coronavirus, Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it, the COVID-19, which we understand is the certificate of vaccination identification from 2019. So we believe that there's no turning back. As a nation, in 2003, we prophesied that America has crossed the point of no return. While other people have been praying and begging God to bring us back, we've never come back. In fact, from 2003, we have become exponentially further away from God than ever before with the laws that we've passed, et cetera, et cetera. So I believe that the prophetic word is true. America will never be the same, and it seems to be now set up for disaster because a house divided cannot stand. There are many enemy forces that are aligned against our country, and we, the ecclesia, the church in America and globally around the world, need to recognize we are moving in the time of the end. And the beginning of sorrows, we believe, has already begun. There have been sorrows going on in this country, particularly since 9/11/2001. And if you incorporate everything that's taken place within our nation and globally, because the gospel is not American-centric, it is, if anything-centric, it's Israeli-centric or Middle Eastern-centric. But in reality, the gospel in the book of Revelation is a global conversation. We have to be able to view global events to get a true understanding of what's happening. And when global events begin to take place at the same time with intensity, like we're seeing rise all over the world, that's how we view, and that's where we get our information from in Revelation. So I know a lot of people don't like to know what's going on. They just want to live in their lives, and I get that. But I don't think that is pleasing to the Lord Jesus, because he was upset with his generation that they could tell the signs of the sky, but they couldn't tell the signs of the times. And if we're going to recognize the signs of the times, then we need to know what's going on around the world. And maybe you don't go into all of that, but you tune into these broadcasts and others like it to inform you of things going on. So let's talk for just a moment about the upcoming election. And the title here is "The Election Counting Delays Could Push Our Nation Over the Edge," you think? I love it when people start catching up, right? So we are not going to know the winner of the presidential election, says this article, on the night of November 3rd. Sadly, we almost certainly won't know the winner the next day either. In fact, it may be many weeks before a winner is formally declared. Laws have been passed all over the country to make voting by mail much easier, and it is being very heavily promoted in many states. It is being projected that at least 83% of all U.S. voters will be eligible to vote by mail in November, and that is an astounding number. If all of those people actually did vote by mail, more than 190 million votes would go through our postal system. But of course, many people will continue to show up in person and vote the old-fashioned way. We will get the results from those that vote in person on election day very rapidly, like we normally do. But it may take a very long time before all of the mail-in votes are tallied. As I will explain in this article, this has the potential to create some enormous problems. It is being generally assumed by the political experts that Trump will do very well among those that show up in person to vote, and that Biden will do very well among those that vote by mail. If that assumption is true, some Democrats are warning that it could look like Trump will win the election based on the results that we are given on the night of November 3rd. But once all of the mail-in votes are counted, Biden will actually be the true winner. Specifically, this is a narrative that Democratic pollster Josh Mendelson is now pushing heavily. According to a scenario modeled by his firm, the results on election night could show Trump winning 408 electoral votes. He says, and I quote, "We are sounding an alarm and saying that this is a very real possibility that the data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump." Hawkfish CEO Josh Mendelson said in an interview with Axios on HBO. One scenario modeled by Mendelson's polling firm even shows Trump prevailing in the Electoral College on election night, winning 408 electoral votes compared to just 130 for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Could you imagine the euphoria of Trump supporters if this is what the numbers actually show on the night of November 3rd? Everyone would be talking about a Trump landslide, and there would be wild dancing in the streets in many red states. But Mendelson is anticipating that only about 15% of all mail-in votes will be counted by election night. And he believes that once all of the mail-in votes are counted, that Biden will be declared the true winner. That scenario accounts for the idea that just 15% of mail-in votes will be counted by election night. In that event, the model suggests Biden could prevail days later if counting goes smoothly by 334 electoral votes to 204 for Trump. He said, when every legitimate vote is tallied and we get to that final day, which will be someday after election day, it will in fact show that what happened on election night was exactly that, a mirage. Mendelson said, I don't even want to imagine the uproar that would be created if such a scenario actually played out. Even if there was no vote fraud, and even if every single vote was counted accurately, tens of millions of people would still be absolutely convinced that the election was stolen from Trump. And even if Mendelson is admitting that the outcome he is projecting would shake the losing side's faith in the integrity of the election, personally, I think that mail-in voting is such a bad idea, no matter which party it favors. It opens up so many opportunities for potential vote fraud, and the delay in getting the results is very bad for our nation. I believe, said the writer of this article, that we will see some precincts in some swing states with a voter participation rate of more than 100% this year. In other words, I believe that in some precincts, the number of votes cast will actually outnumber the true number of actual voters. Let's keep a close eye on the results as they come in throughout the month of November and see if I'm actually correct. In my opinion, there is going to be quite a bit of monkey business going on with mail-in ballots. And President Trump has been greatly concerned about mail-in ballots as well. In fact, on Wednesday, he once again expressed his concern that the upcoming election could be rigged. Here's what President Trump said on Wednesday. He retweeted an article from a conservative publication that raised questions about the impact of mail-in voting on the upcoming election and added his own editorial comment, quote, rigged election, he asked with a question mark. I have always believed that voters should be required to vote in person as much as possible and that paper ballots should always be used. Those two measures alone would certainly not completely fix our system, but they would definitely go a long way toward restoring integrity to the voting process. As it stands now, we are heading into a nightmare election. We all know that it is exceedingly unlikely that Trump will concede on election night, and Hillary Clinton continues to insist that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. In a rare joint interview with American Urban Radio Washington Bureau Chief April Ryan, Hillary Clinton added to her demands that Democrat Joe Biden not concede on election night. And Bill Clinton suggested that Trump will reinforce the White House to keep officials from pulling him out on Inauguration Day. Do not concede under any circumstances, because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try everything they possibly can, said Hillary Clinton in the COVID conversations interview broadcast. I'm laughing because Hillary is talking about cheating. Okay, here, let me continue. So we probably are going to have to wait for weeks before every vote is finally counted. And then if it is still very close, there will probably be legal challenges which will have to work their way through the courts. If things are tight enough, we may not have a formal winner until sometime in 2021. No matter who ends up being victorious, I believe that the election of 2020 is going to be a nightmare for America. It is likely that we will see vote fraud on a scale that we have never seen before. Millions of those on the losing side will probably never accept the final result as legitimate, and the chaos caused by a contested outcome could result in even more violence in our streets. We will see what happens, but right now I have a very, very bad feeling about what is going to happen in November. All right, that's our first article today about what's going on in the world. And it's September 8th, and you kind of get the sense that every single day that passes is a day for potential disaster. We're not going to sit back and wait for November. We are needing to be ready yesterday. We need to be watching daily, not in fear. We are to be working out our salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that the great shepherd of our souls, the bishop of our souls, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going before us. He is the shepherd. We are his sheep. He leads. We follow. He takes us into the valley of the shadow of death. We go, and he's there. He takes us into the green fields of delightful pasteurization. So be it. Takes us to a mountaintop. So be it. Wherever he leads, we follow. He's allowing us to know all these things that are going on. We expect that September, October, November will be that period of time where the sword of war is going to be released as the third wave. We also believe that a fourth wave is coming. And it's very interesting, as you'll see in our next article, that the fourth wave that we predicted on radio was that it would be a lights-out scenario, an electromagnetic pulse. It is revealed in Amos chapter 8 that God was going to darken the earth in the clear day. How God is going to do that? Either by allowing a foreign nation to detonate a high-powered nuclear weapon above our heads in space, or whether he was going to allow a coronal mass ejection or a solar flare from the sun to wipe out the electrical grid, or he was going to allow people in the software industry that have infected our electrical grid software to pull the plug, so to speak. So we have warned that these next two waves will come. The first two have been accurate. We saw coronavirus, first wave. Civil disobedience, anarchy, second wave. Third wave, September, October, November, sword of war. Fourth wave, lights out. Here's an article talking about the potential for an electromagnetic pulse. Now, this is just new information. We've had a lot of information throughout the years on EMPs, and there has been have been strategic meetings, Department of Homeland Security, all the big, alphabet soup, three-letter, whatever they're called. Forgive me for being a little bit undone right now, but There's been a lot of conversation with the CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, NSA, okay, about an electromagnetic pulse. But this is recent. Listen to this. And I touched on it the other day before, I think on Friday. It says, let me give you the title of this. Again, coming from Prophecy News Network. And DHS issues warning over potential EMP attack as presidential election nears. So again, what I want you to see is that what was spoken prophetically, now you're getting all the news. Everything is starting to line up with it. When that happens, you have to really tune in. I mean, when we said before ever Minnesota ever happened, when God's prophetic word spoke out of Isaiah 47, that a there's something coming from where you do not know, an evil. There's a mischief rising. You will not be able to put it off. Sudden destruction comes. When God began to speak and then everything started lining up, you have to pay attention. And this would be a really bad time to tune out. So here's what, again, the article says about an EMP. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security released a new report warning about a potential electromagnetic pulse attack against the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say hello. It was 114 degrees, that's 114, in Temecula, California over the weekend. It was 104 degrees in Los Angeles. Is near the 100-degree temperature where the fires are burning in Northern California. The temperatures created a organized shutdown of power to different locations in the state of California where people had no air conditioning. Okay, as far as San Diego, California, people were in their homes because of COVID-19. They were told to stay home, wash their hands, social distance, don't go out, wear a mask. Meanwhile, the temperatures are soaring, the power's going off. In some areas, they're managing. People are in their homes with fans running the best they can if they have a generator or some other source. And their power is out. We talked to Brother Bill yesterday about someone in California whose electricity was out and they are trying to get their generator going and to try to keep their food alive in their refrigerators. There are real issues going on around the world and in our country. Now imagine an electromagnetic pulse. You have to. You can't ignore it as some dramatic conspiracy theory. It is written in the Word of God in Amos chapter 8. It is something that is very concerning. The upper echelon of the elite of the world, quote unquote, the 13 tiers of the pyramid and the all-seeing eye and the Illuminati and all these different people groups, the banksters and all that are controlling the world, that they will pull the plug, that they actually can. Just the idea that there are people that can actually pull the plug for what purpose? To cull the population. To do what the Georgia Guidestones said to do. Keep the population of the world under 500 million people. That would be 7 billion people. Now, will they have the potential to do it by just one stroke of the electromagnetic pulse? No. But imagine Congress tells us, Homeland Security tells us, that in the first 30 days of a lights-out scenario where the electrical grid goes down, how many millions of people will die in just the first 30 days? And if it stayed off for 3 months and you got through the winter time, forget about summer, you enter into the winter time and you have a nation and a world in areas with no power. And I'm sure that those that would be participant to shutting down the electrical grid to cull the population to fulfill the prophecies in the book of Revelation will have their own source of power. They'll be in their underground bunkers. They'll be in a place because the anarchy and the civil disobedience and the violence and the hate and the wars that would erupt over a lights out. Look what they do in the cities while the lights are on. in America. They loot, they rob, they shoot, they kill. What do you think will happen in our country when the lights go out? And all you have to do is kind of study the last 20 years of power outages in our country to find out what they do in America. They're not very calm people that have such great love for one another that every man stays at home and honors the Ten Commandments. Do your neighbor no harm. No, it's not that way. There's a wickedness that rises up, whether it's in Katrina, whether it's in a power outage. There's something violently wicked, and you're seeing it on your screen when they allow you to, because they have those images. Now, a lights out scenario. People in prison will either be released, or they'll die, or they'll at best have to suffer through whatever generated power they have. It's not going to be normal. Hospitals, retirement homes, rehab centers. Go on down the list of how many people will be affected by a lights out scenario. I mean a controlled or God controlled or allowed lights out. No power for refrigerator, no ATM machines, no going to the bank, no going to the grocery store. Lights out. Lights out. And if you've never seen the miniseries called Jericho, and I'm talking about the one from 2006, I would highly recommend that you watch Jericho. You'll have a decent understanding what nuclear weapons being detonated in major cities across the United States on the same day will do to this country. I prophesied this because I had a vision of it in 2004. In 2006, Jericho was made by the movie industry, detailing the things that we saw by the Spirit of the Living God. You should watch it. And if you've never seen the History Channel's Day After Disaster, you should go online, you should type in History Channel Day After Disaster, and you should watch the two-hour documentary put together by Homeland Security, and you should get informed. And you should read a book called Lights Out, which Congress said everybody in this country should read it. Members of Congress read the book. They said every American needs to read this book. There's been a foreknowledge. There's been a warning. It's only been a matter of time. Now the messages are coming through. So let me get back to the article. DHS's warning published Thursday, September 3rd, with under 60 days until the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, indicates there are evolving threats against the American homeland, most recently highlighting efforts to combat an electromagnetic pulse attack, which could disrupt the electrical grid and potentially damage electronics. The department released an EMP status report via the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency that said the key actions to address known EMP-related vulnerabilities to critical infrastructure. The CISA said an EMP attack could disrupt, degrade, and damage technology embedded in critical infrastructure systems. Widespread blackouts could be seen if an EMP was to damage the nation's electrical grid, resulting in additional flare-ups of socioeconomic turmoil. EMP attacks are part of the emerging threats against our nation and demand a response, said senior official performing the duties of the Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli. That is why DHS is taking these contingencies very seriously, working diligently to mitigate our risk and equipping our state and local partners with the resources they need to do the same. We've made significant progress and look forward to work ahead, Cuccinelli said. The CISA director, Chris Krebs, said top priorities of the agency is to mitigate threats associated with EMPs. He said, over the past year, we have worked with interagency and industry partners to identify the footprint and effects of EMP threats across our national critical functions and are developing sustainable, efficient, and cost-effective approaches to improving the nation's resilience to EMPs. To combat these emerging threats, President Trump signed an executive order in March of 2019 delegating power to the White House for EMP preparedness. we recently quoted Peter Vincent Pry, ex-chief of staff of the Congressional EMP Commission, who wrote an op-ed that said the virus pandemic from China has, quote-unquote, exposed dangerous weaknesses in U.S. planning and preparation for civil defense protection and recovery, and those weaknesses surely have been noticed by our potential enemies, China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and international terrorists. Pry warned that China has been planning to defeat the U.S. with an EMP and cyber Pearl Harbor attack for a quarter century. Well, DHS nor CISA gave any more information on evolving EMP threats on the American homeland. There was not mention of whether the threat could be from a solar storm or EMP weapons. However, the EMP status report did mention DHS is currently running EMP pilot tests to assess EMP vulnerability on infrastructure. So let me just interrupt for just a moment. Again, imagine the scenario. The lights go out in November. Imagine that. By the time we get to November, the Sword of War is released. It's the knockout punch. It's the time of September, October, November, all the violence that we expect we will see, the Sword of War being released. And all of a sudden, the lights go out. And we head into December, January, February, the most cold temperatures from the north, the east, parts of the west. Now, this is just an EMP. Add together the massive storms, the civil disobedience, the violence, the anarchy, the shortage of food because the trucking industry is shut down. Imagine what it looks like. Movies have done it. There are plenty of opportunities, and we've learned that the Illuminati, they always like to forecast what will be. They always put it out there so that people could see it. Their prophetical lens. But you see, what's awesome is that the Word of God actually tells us this over and over and over again when he talks about the sun, moon, and stars will not give their light. Why? In other words, there'll be no direction, no wisdom, no guidance, no ability to navigate. What is this lights out scenario? How will God darken the earth in the clear day? Well, on 9/11/2001, it was a very clear Tuesday morning. Remember? Blue skies in New York. Beautiful day. Bam. It hit. Now the question is, what happens? You're driving a car that has all the components, and if it's not taken care of, who knows whether or not the massive EMP will be strong enough to shut down vehicles? Who knows? I mean, everybody claims to know. Every businessman wants to sell his solar power, telling everybody it's going to work. But how do you know it's going to work? How do you know we're not going back to the 17th century? How do you know we're not going to be living like they did in the 1800s? How do you know? Nobody knows. The level. You know, when they did coronavirus, they must have been blown away at just how well it worked. They probably said, man, it exceeded our expectations. They exceeded. This thing did better than we ever dreamed. And I think with the EMP, it'll be the same way. It's going to be lights out. And population reduction will become a reality. You will see 1,000 at your side and 10,000 at your right hand if you're walking in the Psalm 91 biblical covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. You will see what will happen in our nation. You will see the death. In Amos chapter 8, it says there will be dead bodies everywhere. What's he talking about in Amos chapter 8? Dead bodies everywhere? Well, you could tell where the way things are going. The question is, how will you fare? How are you going to get along where you live? Are your neighbors at peace with each other? Do you have a plan together? Do you know where you're going to get your food from? Do you know where your water source is going to come from? The Bible says that there's going to be an attack, that the water will be made bitter and many men will die because the waters were made bitter. Are you prepared for that? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you even thinking about it? That's a better question. Are you even thinking about what the world is going to be like, which is consistent with the prophecy known as the Book of Revelation? So we're not just allowing the news media or Hollywood to give us images and ideas about what they think the apocalypse. The Bible says that there'll be at least, before the Great Tribulation, before the Antichrist comes, at least 3.5 billion people will die. Because we suggest there are 7 billion people on the planet right now. And when the Book of Prophecy, the Book of Revelation begins, before we get to the Great Tribulation, because of World War III, because of the plagues and the famines, because of the release in during the beginning of sorrows, 3.5 billion people will die on this planet. That's the Bible. So let Hollywood get their script from the Bible and make a movie. That's fine. But understand, you don't need Hollywood. The Bible tells you. And it tells me what will be. In the last days, there'll be great deception, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. In other words, everything in the earth is going to be shaken. God is going to shake the heavens and the earth. You and I are living at a time like no other generation in the history of the world. Are you born again? Are you clean? Are you sanctified? Is your heart ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to be useful to God? Are you ready to be doing exploits at this time, saving lives? What are you preparing for? And what am I preparing for? What are we talking about this for? Because it's real. In 6,000 years of human history, there have been plenty of great tribulation scenarios. From the days of Lot to the days of Noah, from the destruction of the temple and throughout the earth, World War I, World War II, revolutions, you name it. There's been a lot of consternation, but the one Jesus was talking about was the greatest tribulation to ever hit the face of the earth that has never been before and will never be again. And in our generation, since Israel became a nation, technology has exploded and people are traveling all over the world, like Daniel said, and other prophecies are being fulfilled, we would be foolish to go to sleep right now. We would be foolish not to be a wise virgin, getting our oil, getting position, being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now. But it's a very discomforting thing to tell Lot and his wife and his kids, get out of Sodom and
morning, Pastor. They're probably